We were looking forward to this time again together for some weeks now. We're glad to be back home in the Northwest. We just came out of Alaska. We ran into some very interesting weather in Alaska. Sarah was driving across the mountain pass, and we phoned home to Seattle for a prayer request.
Sarah, 我的妻子，她开车从那个山路上面回来，有祷告的需要。
Because Sarah is afraid to drive in snow.
Sarah, 她在雪地里面开车, 她自己都害怕。
And the Lord gave us a warming trend in Alaska.
神在阿拉斯加给我们有一个非常温暖的迹象。
So for a whole week, it was warmer in Alaska than it was in Seattle.
在那一个礼拜，在阿拉斯加比在西雅图都要温暖。
One day it got up to 55 degrees.
天是到55度的。
Never before in the winter.
在阿拉斯加从来没有这么温暖过。
God answers prayer. Amen.
神回答了我们的祷告。
We're going to be in the warm, rainy Northwest.
将会在西北区会有温暖，还有下雨。
Sarah and I are preparing to go overseas next month. We're going to the East Coast first, and then on to Panama.
下个月 Sarah 跟我先到东岸，然后再到巴拿马去。
And the reason we're going to Panama is we'll be ministering to the Chinese people in Panama.
我们到巴拿马是因为那里有许多的中国人需要福音。
We've got to the point where it's time to print the Chinese Bibles for the Panamanian Chinese.
我们现在需要就是为巴拿马的中国人印中国圣经。
We're believing God for 50,000 copies.
我们相信神要为我们准备15,000本圣经。
That's one copy per every Chinese household in Panama.
那是在巴拿马每一家一本。
That's 200,000 Chinese people living in Panama right now.
在巴拿马有20万中国人住在那边。
The word of God will be enforced by radio on daily radio broadcasts.
神的话是通过收音机来广播的。
There's a precious Chinese pastor, Pastor Samuel in Panama.
有一个非常好的一个中国的牧师叫做Sam。
And he has a broadcast 1 hour and a half every day in Mandarin Chinese to all of Panama.
他每天都用华语广播一个半小时。
And then another hour after that is live broadcast.
接着一个小时是现场的转播。
With questions and answers from the Chinese coming into the station.
收音机上面就接受问题跟回答问题。
Last time we were in Panama, we spoke on the radio for over an hour and a half in Mandarin to the people.
上次我们在那边的时候有一个半小时的跟中国人讲话。
So pray with us.
所以为我们祷告。
That God will touch the precious Chinese people there in Panama.
神要触摸在巴拿马中国人的心。
They just have a few more years to be there, and then they're leaving to other nations of the world.
再不多几年，他们就要到别的地方去了。
We want them to leave with the Bible in their hand and Christ in their hearts.
我们要把圣经给他们手上，神放在他们心里面。
And wherever they go, they'll be ambassadors for Jesus Christ.
不管他们到哪里，都要成为神国大使。
Just like you are here in Issaquah.
就好像我们在伊神夸这个地方一样。
Thank the Lord for the privilege of ministering here today.
感谢神让我们有这个特权在这里为你们分享。
Thank you, Pastor Andy and the church here.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask my wife to come and share. If she...
我请我的太太上来分享一些。
Just in case you're wondering, this is not my daughter, this is my wife.
你或许会奇怪，其实这是我的妻子，不是我的女儿。
Hallelujah, it's a joy to be here.
高兴能够在这里。
I do not speak Chinese.
我不会说中文。Although
I was born in China.
虽然我是在中国出生的。My
parents lived there for 25 years.
我的父母在那边住了25年。And
I just recently found out that my father spoke Chinese.
我最近才发现我的父亲会讲中文。We
were in a Chinese restaurant.
我们去一个中国的餐厅。And
all of a sudden he just started speaking Chinese to me.
突然间他就开始说中文了。
And my eyes, I said, Daddy, you never spoke Chinese.
我说爸爸，你从来没有跟我们说过中文呢。
He said, Well, we were in a Russian community, so they had to speak Russian.
哦，他说因为我们在这个苏俄的社交圈里面，所以我们必须要讲俄国话。
And so I only spoke the Russian language.
我只会说俄国话。
But God used that to cause us to go into Russia, that language.
神就让我们要去回去到苏俄去。
And little did I realize that God would, you know, cause us to take Bibles into Russia. And we started taking Bibles in, my husband did in 1968. And we were married in 71.
我们在1971年结了婚,
and 7 days after we were married,
7天之后,
we were taking Bibles into Russia.
我们就带了圣经去,
and some people said, what a honeymoon.
多么好的一个蜜月。
But under communism in those years, that was not a honeymoon. But we saw the power of the Word of God. And how it transformed lives. And even though for many years we would take the Bibles into Russia. And there were some times that we were arrested. But God delivered us out of that arrest. And a few years ago, we came across a man. We were in a service in Russia. And he came up and he said, do you remember me? And I said, no, I don't. We meet thousands of people. He said, do you remember the time you were arrested and you were sentenced to 10 years in prison? For taking Bibles into Russia. And I said, I remember that occasion. And I remember how God delivered us in a miraculous way. Well, he said, I was going to burn the Bibles.
他说那个时候我收了圣经准备要把它们烧掉。
And he said, I was so angry at the judge who released you.
我非常生气，为什么法官放你们走了？
And so he was going to burn all the Bibles.
那所以我准备要把圣经烧了。But
he said he decided just to do one thing.
我忽然间就决定做一件事情。And
he asked himself a question.
他问自己一个问题。He
said, why is our government so afraid of this book?
为什么我们的政府这么怕这一本书呢？
And so he said, I'm just going to open just a little bit.
我就打开一点点吧。
And he just began to read just a few verses.
他就开始随便念了几句。
And the Holy Spirit began to convict him.
哦, 圣灵就开始充满了他。
And he gave his heart to Jesus Christ.
他就接受耶稣基督为救主了。
And so we did not know this until just a few years ago.
我们一直到几年前才知道有这回事。
He said he has been praying for 35 years.
他说他祷告了35年。
He said, Lord, let me meet this couple that risked their life to bring the
word of
God into our nation.
让我遇见这个人，他们让我领受了耶稣的。
And here he told us the story.
他就告诉我们的这个故事。And
today he's a pastor.
今天他是自己是一个牧师了。Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A former KGB.
他以前是一个秘密组织的。Against
the word. A communist that was against the church.
一个共产党反对教会的。
Just like Saul.
就像扫罗一样。
That God turned into a Paul.
真把他转成保罗了。
God did to him.
也造他了。
And we've been involved also with orphanages.
我们也牵涉到孤儿院的事工。
And for the last 3 years in the Ukraine.
过去3年我们在乌克兰。
We've been working with the churches that help to bring children into a Christian children's camp.
我们帮助把那些孤儿带到基督教的营区去。
Several hundred of these children's camps going from the end of April through the end of September.
8月、9月有好几百个基督教的营区给小孩子的。
And so these are churches that we help to establish and to plant in Russia and Ukraine.
这些教会都是我们在过去在乌克兰帮助他们建立的。
And so they would go to the orphanages and bring some children into this camp.
他们到孤儿院把这孩子带出来，带到这个营区去。
And these children have never gone to any camp, never mind a Christian camp.
这些孩子从来没有露营过，更不用说是基督教的营。
And so our ministry, we would help to buy Bibles for these children.
我们现在也开始为这些小孩子买圣经。
And for 2 years, we would buy 5,000 children's Bibles.
2年我们要买5,000本小孩子的圣经。
And then last year, the Lord supplied miraculously for the children's Bibles again.
去年神迹的供应了这个圣经给我们。
And those Bibles have been costing us $5 for one of the Bibles.
1块钱一本。
on one side is a picture, on the other side is the text.
圣经一面是图画, 一面是字。
And so last year we came, the Lord supplied just before we left 4,000 or 5,000 Bibles.
就当我们要出发的时候, 神就供应了我们这5,000本圣经。
And when we came to Ukraine,
当我们到了乌克兰,
we said we want, you know, God supplied for us to buy 5,000 children's Bibles.
我们说我们要买5,000本孩童的圣经。
And the people in the warehouse, they said, we'll give you all the children's Bibles we have.
仓库里面人说我们把所有孩子的圣经通通给你们了。
And we said, well, do you have at least 5,000?
你最少有5,000本吧。
We said, well, we'll just give all that we have.
他们说啊，所有的都给你了。
And we were hoping that they did have at least 5,000 Bibles.
我们希望最少有5,000本。
And they had 37,000 Bibles.
哦，结果有37,000本圣经。
They gave all the 37,000 Bibles.
他们这把这37,000本通通给了我们。
Do you know from April through September?
你知道吗？ 从4月一直到9月。
We had 37,000 children.
我们结果有了37,000个儿童。
Our God is a mighty God.
哦，神真是全能神。
And one of those little orphans after children's camp.
经过了这个基督教营以后呢？
He was sitting on a bench by the orphanage.
他坐在孤儿院的椅凳上面。
And a little grandmother comes and she sits beside him.
有一个祖母来了就坐他旁边。
And she says to him, what are you looking at, little boy, you know, young sonny?
这个老祖母说，哎，小孩子你在看什么？
And he was looking at the Bible.
这小孩子在看圣经。
And she sees the picture.
她看到这个图画。
And she asks him, what is this?
这个老太太说，这是什么？
She's 86 years old.
那个老太太是86岁。
And he begins to share about the death of Jesus Christ, the birth and death of Jesus Christ.
这个孩子就跟他分享基督的诞生跟他的死亡。
And how Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣是怎么样在十字架上死的。
And he said, Jesus shed his blood for your forgiveness of your sins and mine.
他说耶稣为你跟我的罪留了他的保险。
And he said, I learned that Jesus is the greatest gift that we can ever receive to have eternal life.
我现在知道耶稣是我们最宝贵的礼物，能够让我们有永生。
And she said, can you pray for me?
那个老太太说，你能为我祷告吗？
And he begins to pray for this little grandmother.
他就开始为这个老祖母祷告了。
And she gives her heart to Jesus Christ.
她也接受了耶稣基督了。
And she said, can you get me one of those Bibles?
她说你可以给我这本圣经吗？
And he said, yes, I'll give you this Bible.
她说好，那你就给你这本给你。
And I'll get another one.
我再去弄一本。
And so she goes to her apartment.
所以这个老太太回去她家里面。
And she opens it up.
她打开圣经。
She was not able to read.
她不会读。
She was illiterate all her life.
因为她是文盲。
But as she opens to look at the picture,
当她打开看的图画,
all of a sudden, God did a miracle in her life.
忽然间神迹奇事在她生命中发生。
And all of a sudden, she began to read the script on the other side.
她就开始读这个经文了。
And so she turned the page.
她就翻页。
And she was able to read.
她就可以念圣经了。
So she turned some more.
她再翻。
And everywhere she turned,
每一个地方她翻了,
she was able to read.
她都可以练。
So she went and thought, oh, maybe I'll go grab a newspaper.
她说或许我应该去拿一个报纸来读读看。
And she grabbed the newspaper because she liked to look at pictures.
哦，她就拿了一个报纸来, 她想要看一些图画。
But she couldn't read it.
但是她读不懂。
She tried a book.
她又试着看书。
And she couldn't read the book.
她也是不能够读书。
So she goes back to the Bible.
她再回到圣经去。
And she turns all the way, you know, to the front.
她一路翻到前面去。
And she's able to read the script.
哦，她可以读了。
So she calls her son and her daughter.
她叫她的儿女了。
And her son is a high-ranking military.
她的儿子是一个高官。
And they came in to see their mother.
他们来看她母亲。
And she said, God did a miracle.
她说神做了奇事。
And she said, the greatest miracle of all.
这是最了不起的奇事。
She said, Jesus Christ saved me.
她说耶稣基督拯救了我。
She said, he changed my life.
她改变了我的生命。
He transformed me.
她改变了我。
She said, where I had no hope.
我以前没有盼望。
I didn't know where I was going to go after death.
我不知道我死后要到哪里去。
She said, I was in turmoil.
我生活在痛苦之中。
But she said, Jesus came into my life.
但是耶稣进入我的生命。
And she said, now I know when I die,
现在我知道我死了以后,
I will be at the feet of Jesus.
我会在耶稣的脚前。
And she says, he can fill your heart with joy.
他说他会到你心里面的快乐。
You just surrender your heart to Jesus.
只要你向耶稣来把你的心交上。
And he said, well, Mama, let's wait.
那个儿子说妈妈妈妈等等等等。
She said, well, I want to show you another miracle.
哦，妈妈说，我再给你看一个神迹奇事。
Because she said, Jesus is real.
说耶稣是真的。
She said, I want to show you a Bible.
我给你看这本圣经。
She said, look at this Bible.
看这本圣经。
So as she showed the children's Bible,
当拿这本小孩子的圣经给他儿子看。
She said, this is a miracle that happened.
这个奇迹就是。
And she begins to read the word of God.
她开始练经文。
And the son, he said, Mom, when did you learn how to read?
儿子说，妈妈，你什么时候学会读书的？
She said, I haven't, but the Holy Spirit.
他说，我不会读，但是圣灵带我读。
And so the son started, turning pages.
这个儿子开始翻页。
He said, you must have memorized this one page.
你一定是记得了这些东西。
And so as he turned the pages,
当他翻了许多页。
And every page she turned to, she was able to read.
每一页，他妈妈都读得出来。
And so he did the same thing that his mother did. He went and got a newspaper.
他儿子又去拿了一个报纸来给他妈。
And said, okay, read this.
说你读吧。
And she couldn't read the newspaper.
他完全不能读。
He got a book that he had.
又给他一本书。
And she couldn't read the book.
也不能读。
And so he brings the Bible back to her.
再把圣经给他。
And her daughter, she goes, let me try it.
女儿说让我来试试它。
And every page the daughter turned,
每一页她女儿所翻的,
she was able to read.
她母亲都能够练出来神的话。
Well, today she has a Bible study in that apartment.
今天她在她的公寓里面有她的班。
Word of God is powerful.
神的话语是有能力的。
It is sharper than any two-edged sword.
比任何两刃的利剑更要利。
So I want to thank you for your support.
我谢谢你们支持我们的事工。
I thank you for your prayers.
我们谢谢你们为我们的祷告。
And I just encourage and ask you,
我们再一次鼓励你们, 请求你们,
to help us print the Bibles for the Chinese in Panama.
为我们祷告, 让我们为巴拿马的中国人,
and I know God will honor that word.
神会遵从那话的。
God bless you all.
上帝祝福你们。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
I love the power of God's Word.
我喜欢神话语的能力。
If you have your Bible, you turn with me to 1 Samuel.
如果你有圣经的话, 请你跟我一起翻到撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel chapter 13.
第13章。
And so this morning I'd like to read just from verse 19 through verse 23.
我要读13章19到23节。
1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 19 through verse 23.
从13节到第23节, 扫罗和他儿子约拿单并跟随他们的人都住在便雅悯的加巴,但腓力士人安营在密莫,有掠兵从腓力士中营中出来,分为三队。 一队往俄弗拉向苏亚地去，一队往伯利伦去，一队往希波因谷对面的地境向旷野去。那时以色列全地没有一个铁匠，因为腓力士人恐怕希伯来人制造刀枪，以色列人要磨锄泥斧铲，就下到腓力士人那里去磨，但有锉。 可以锉铲犁、三尺叉、斧子，并赶牛追。所以到了征战的日子，跟随扫罗和约拿单人，没有一个手里有刀有枪的，唯独扫罗和他儿子约拿单有。腓力士人的一队兵到了密莫的一口。
So Israel was in a desperate time.
那个时候以色列人非常绝望了。The
enemies of God had come against Israel.
仇敌的军队来打以色列人。And
enslaved the people of God.
甚至把他们抓作为奴隶。Now
look at how deceptive the enemy is.
这些敌人多么的诡诈。
the Philistines, who were the enemies of God's people,
非利士人, 他们是仇敌,
said among themselves, let's not allow any blacksmith to be in the land.
他们自己说让他们中间没有任何的铁匠,
because if there's a blacksmith, they can make out of the iron swords and spears.
因为如果有铁匠, 他们就可以用铁做成刀剑枪等。
Another step was taken.
另外,
if they want to sharpen any of their farm tools,
如果他们要磨砺他们的农具,
they would have to go down to the camp of the enemy to get them sharpened for a price.
他们必须要走到腓力士人的营区里面去把它磨砺。
And then it says the time of battle came,
要打仗的时候呢,
and their plan had worked.
他们计划的工作了。
In all of Israel, there wasn't a sword or a spear,
整个以色列没有刀枪,
except in the Saul and the hand of Saul and his son Jonathan.
只有扫罗和他儿子约拿单有。
Tens of thousands of warriors, only two swords.
成千上万的战士只有两个人有兵器。
Beautiful plan.
这个计划太完美了。
The enemy had them beat before the battle even began.
这个敌人在还没有打仗就已经把他们打垮了。
So the enemy assembles at this place called Mishmash.
敌人在密莫地那里聚集。
And the Bible gives us the number of armies that came against Israel that day.
圣经上面说有多少的敌人。
30,000 chariots.
3万辆兵车,
6,000 cavalry horsemen.
6,000个马兵,
and footmen, the Bible said, like the sands of the sea for number.
步兵像海边的沙那么多,
the Bible scholars feel that Israel was outnumbered probably 150 to 1.
圣经学者研究说兵力的比较大概150对1.
And remember, the enemy has weapons.
敌人很多武器。
Israel has rocks and sticks.
以色列人只有石头跟棍子，但是没有兵器。
The enemy has succeeded in robbing Israel of its ability to fight.
敌人完全让以色列人没有还手的机会。
Because a blacksmith is a very important art.
铁匠是非常重要的。
They need three major things to be a successful blacksmith.
要做一个成功的匠要有三个要素。
They need fire.
需要有火,
they need wind,
需要有风,
and they need a hammer.
他们需要有榔头,
they would heat up a flame,
他们会用在火中来敲打,
and they have a bellows that would blow air into the
flame. 他们会风箱来打风进去,
because this flame had to be really hot,
火力必须要很热,
in order to soften the metal up.
才能够让铁能够融化,
and when it softens the metal up, all the imperfection of metal would come to the surface.
当那个铁器被烧尽的时候, 那些杂质就出来了。
Then the blacksmith took a hammer and pound out the imperfection.
铁匠就拿这个榔头敲打那个杂质就敲出来了。
What a powerful picture.
多么有力量的一幅图画。
Just like the preaching of the word should be.
就好像我们牧师讲神的话应该如此。
Jesus says,
耶稣说,
that the word is like a fire.
话语像火一般,
and a servant as a flame of fire.
仆人好像火焰一般,
Jeremiah said, I'm going to hide the word in my heart and not speak it anymore.
耶利米说, 我要把话语藏在我心中, 不再述说,
but he tried to suppress the word of God.
他想要把神的话压下去,
but he said later, he said, the word of God burned in my bones like a
他跟着说神的话在我里面烧我的骨头。
God's word is a fire.
神的话语就是火。
It says in Isaiah,
以赛亚书说,
is not my word like a fire?
不是我的话像火。
And like a hammer that beats a rock into pieces.
就好像那个榔头敲那个烧的铁把杂质敲出来。
Here's the problem.
问题是,
the enemy has persuaded God's people.
敌人让神的子民被说服了。Only
place to sharpen your tools is in their camp.
你要使你的工具能够锐利的时候，必须要到他那边去。And
so wisely the enemy figured out, if I can control what they sharpen,
为什么敌人会想通？假如我能够控制，I
control what they eat,
我就控制了他们了。Look
at the instruments that are mentioned here in the text.
刚才我们这里讲到什么东西啊？
There was a plowshare.
有泥头,
there was an axe,
有斧头,
there was a hoe,
有锄头。
And there's also points on a goad that goes behind the oxen, like sharp.
还有这个刺牛针。
Each of those were very important for production of food.
这些都会生产农作物是有帮助的。
The axe cleared new ground for food.
斧头可以把杂草除掉。
The plow turned over the soil to ready it for planting.
犁头把这个土翻开。
The hoe would take out the weeds between the plants.
锄头把这个地上的杂草统统除掉。
But with no sharp edges, they had to go to the camp of the enemy to get it sharpened.
但是这些工具如果不利的话, 必须要到敌人的营区去把它磨砺。
Have you ever used a dull axe?
你有没有用过一个不锐利的斧头啊?
When I was a kid, my friend had a fire axe.
当我小孩子的时候, 我的朋友有一个防火员用的斧头。
But it was the dullest axe I've ever seen.
但是非常的不利, 非常钝。
As a young man, I was very strong.
我年轻的时候我很壮。
I took that axe and swung at a tree as hard as I could.
我拿起来用力的向树砍去。
It bounced back.
马上弹回来了。
I put a little crease on the tree, but not very much.
好像没有什么砍到嘛。
My father saw me struggling.
我父亲看我在那里挣扎。
He took the axe and ground a sharp edge.
他过去拿了去把它磨砺了。
Oh, that works a lot better.
那个用起来就好用多了。
Less pressure and more cutting.
用力砍就砍得更多了。
It's the same thing spiritually happens today.
在灵里面也是如此。
The enemies of the gospel.
神话语的敌人呢?
Say, you're not really qualified to be a preacher.
他会说, 你根本不够资格讲神的话。
Until you go down to our school.
除非你来我们学校学。
Because the Bible says the wisdom of man is foolishness in the eyes of God.
说人的智慧在神看是愚蠢的。
The world says this.
但是世界说,
Your Christian education doesn't matter.
说你的基督的学习不重要。
You've got to sharpen your axe in our place.
你一定要来我们这边磨砺。
You've got to bring your tools over to our house.
你一定要把你的工具拿到我们的这里来。
And we'll sharpen it for you.
我们帮你把它磨砺。
For a price.
要付个代价。
Says, you know, the wisdom of God is foolishness. You believe in a God who speaks the world into free and out of nothing? Come on.
你相信神会说那些没话的、没用的话吗?
Everybody knows what happened with the Big Bang.
许多人都相信说是大爆炸理论。
Oh, no. It happened over millions and millions and millions.
有些人说是经过了百万、千万、亿万年才发生。 他们自己都不能够自我同意。
I love the true story that came out of the Ukraine.
我喜欢乌克兰有一个真的故事。
Before communism fell,
在共产党倒台之前,
they would have evangelists for communism go from city to city to city.
有这个共产福音团从这个城到那个城。
They gathered the people together in the city square.
他们把人招待市中心来。
He says, come, you uneducated people. Come, come.
来来来来, 你们这些没有学问的人, 来我教你们。
And they start telling about Darwin.
教他们关于达尔文的。
They talk about their cosmos or in space and sign all footprints of God.
讲这个宇宙没有神的作为的。
So the professor that was teaching this village.
在这个村镇里面教的这个教授。
He got all the nice guys to the good job.
他以为他做得很好了。
He says, does anyone here have any questions?
他说这里有没有人有问题啊?
I taught you for an hour and a half.
我讲了一个半小时了。
There is no God, he said.
说没有神。
He said, I've convinced you.
我已经说服你了,不是吗?
And one little lady lifts her hands and says, I have a question.
有一个小老太,她举手说有一个问题。
And he said, okay, ignorant lady, what do you have to say?
说没有知识的妇人啊, 你要问什么?
It's not related to what you're teaching us.
这跟你教导的无关的。
It's related to what's underneath your nose.
这是关于在你的鼻息下面的东西。
What is that?
那是什么啊?
Oh,
那是我的胡子。
Very nicely, she said.
这个妇人说, 很好。
Could you please tell us how many hairs are in your mustache?
可不可以告诉我在你的胡子里面有多少毛发?
He thought, what a strange question. 他想说,这是怎么,这是奇怪的问题啊? Of course I can't tell you how many hairs are in my mustache.
当然我不能够算我有多少胡子了。Jesus,
it's getting very interesting.
这个妇人说,那真的很有意思了。You
don't know what's happening underneath your own nose.
他说,你都不知道在你鼻子下面发生了什么事情吗?
And you're telling us what happens in the cosmos.
你跟我们讲在宇宙间发生的事情。
The wisdom of God,
神的智慧,
wise,
是高过人的智慧.
Not only is God's word like a fire,
不但是神的话像火,
like,
像一个榔头,
but when the wind of the Holy Spirit takes the word of God into your life,
当圣灵的风把神的话吹到你的心中,
flame is hot.
那个火是非常的热.
And that's what God wants to happen.
就是神就是要让我们的生命有如此的，他要用神的话来敲击我们，所有的不完美的都要被除去。当我们看到话语的镜子，我们要越来越像这个话的作者一样，话语会改变我们。话语会改变我们。
耶稣说：“我的话像灵里面的那个箭，而是圣灵的风。”在马太福音第五章，他说：“第八节，他说，施洗约翰说，他说，我用水为你们施洗。”
他说：“我用水为你们施洗，但是有一个要来的，there
was preferred before me,
比我还要在前的。我替他解鞋带都不够资格的。He
will baptize you,
他会为你们施洗，用圣灵的为你们施洗。So
what happens in the upper room?
在马可楼上什么事情发生了？They
were in one place.
那个地方,
in one accord,
他们是一条心,
waiting on God,
在等候神,
and the Bible said there came the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
说有大风吹过,
was this a natural wind?
是自然的风吗?
No, no.
不是的,
once the door was open, the window was open.
并没有门窗打开啊,
heaven was open.
是边门打开,
the Spirit came on them.
是灵降到他们身上,
tongues of fire appeared over them.
圣灵的火像舌头一样到他们身上, 就好像神所应许他们的, 他要用圣灵来为你们施洗, 用火来为你们施洗, 真的有力量。 我们的服事如果没有那个力道的话, 就没有兵器一般。 神要我们每一个人像是神国里面的兵器一般。
What does it tell us the sword of the Spirit is?
那个是讲的是我们这个圣灵的剑是什么啊?
The sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
圣灵的剑就是神的话语就是圣灵的剑。 那是非常有力量的。
Two-edged sword of the Spirit.
是一个两刃的利剑。
It's able to pierce and divide the discerning of the heart.
心与灵能够心切开。
It searches the deep things of God.
进入到神的深处里面去,
it's the center of the heart.
是在人的,
it's the one that brings us to God.
能够把人带到神这边来的,
no man comes to the Father except he be drawn.
没有人能够到神里面, 就是被圣灵所引过去的。
So what's happening in this final hour?
最后一个小时是什么呀?
God wants to raise up an army of blacksmiths.
神要兴起一群神的铁匠,
pulpits of our
nation. 在这个神的讲台上面, 在这个国家里面,
that do not compromise the word of God.
不只是讲神的话,
but let the fire of that word pierce through the lie.
让神的火能够经过他们的生命里出来。
When they speak, it ignites our hearts.
当他们说的时候, 就点燃我们心中的火,
to believe God.
就能够相信神,
to believe his word.
就相信他的话,
to act upon that word.
就行出来。
God wants men of pulpits.
神要属神的人在讲台上面,
allow the wind of the Holy Spirit to fill their 让神的灵能够充满在这里。
So full that when they open their mouth, the wind comes to the house.
当他打开嘴的时候，圣灵的风就吹进来。
Fills the room with the presence of God.
就充满了整个房间神的同在。
We're missing that in many reports in America.
今天我们在讲台上面缺少了这些东西，常常我们只是在上面说些好听的话，告诉我们一些好笑的故事，三点怎么样成功，但是战争来了，敌人知道，
So he can neutralize you before the battle begins.
他甚至于还没有打仗前就缴你的剑，让你没了力。
There's no sword in your hand.
在你手上没有剑。
There's no spear in the other hand.
在你手上没有枪。
Come on, come on, get the enemy.
来对敌人吧。
With what?
要用什么呢？
Use a rock.
啊，用石头吧。
That's what the enemy wants is neutralize who we are.
这个敌人就让我们完全的没有力量。
I'm not saying that education is bad.
我不是说有学问不好。
I am saying it's a higher education.
我所讲的是更高的学问。在耶稣的脚前。
And if you can blend those two together,
你可以把这个混起来。
Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
像但以理的三个朋友。
Remember the three Hebrew children?
记得吗？三个希伯来的孩子。
The Bible said when they were tested by the king,
当他们被王测验的时候
they were just twice as good,
他们真是非常好
as all the wisdom of the kingdom.
所有这个整个王国的智慧都比不上他们
you know what it says?
他说什么呢
they were 10 times better
他们十倍的更棒
when they opened their mouth,
当他们开口说话
wisdom.
智慧就说出来了
wisdom is something you never learn in university.
智慧在大学里面是学不到的。
No、
没有智慧101的。
There's a bunch of idiots 101.
有许多傻瓜101的。
The Bible says professing themselves wise.
圣经说你们要自己成为聪明智慧。
They rejected the creator.
他们抗拒这个创造者。
Worship the creature.
劝去崇拜这些讲道的。
And the creation he made.
这些被造的。
So because of that, their minds are darkened.
他们的心被蒙蔽了。
They don't understand simple matters.
他们最简单的事都不知道。
A very educated man came to Jesus one night in the night time.
有一个人很有学问的人晚上来找耶稣。
Jesus said to him, Nicodemus,
耶稣跟尼哥底母说,
You must be born again.
你必须要重生。
Uh-huh.
他想了想。
Do I enter another time in my mother's womb?
我如何再回到母腹中呢?
He said, you're an educator of the Jews and you don't know how to be born again?
啊，你是犹太人的教师，你不知道如何再重生吗?
That's fundamental
101. 这是101的课程啊。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就属灵的。
Don't marvel that I say to you, you must, it's not an option, you must.Be born again.
不要心有恶意，你必须要重生。我相信在尼哥底母的生命就发生了一件事。除了另外两次，后来就没有尼哥底母。
The seventh chapter of John.
在约翰福音第七章。
The last verses of the chapter.
最后一句话说。
The laws, the Sanhedrin said, this man, we're going to condemn him.
这些人要指着耶稣。
Nicodemus stands up and says, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
那尼哥底母站起来说，哎，不要，等一下，等一下。
Does our law condemn one that hasn't heard?
不先听本人的口吻，怎么能够定他的罪呢？
That's not just.
这不公平的。
At the burial of Jesus Christ on the cross.
在耶稣他的死处。
Who is coming to bring frankincense and myrrh to bury Christ?
谁带了乳香末药还有布来埋葬耶稣的
A very wealthy man,
是一个有钱人吗
who borrowed his tomb for Jesus,
他把他的坟墓让出来
and Nicodemus,
还有尼哥底母、有意思
and behind the scenes after Jesus rose from the dead,
事后当耶稣死里复活
who is sowing the seeds of righteousness?
谁在那边种公义的籽啊尼哥底母。
It says that after the resurrection, many of the priests in Jerusalem believed.
说在耶稣复活有许多的人都相信了。
Why did they believe?
他们为什么相信?
Just one person.
因为一个人,
Nicodemus, who sat at the feet of Jesus.
他坐在耶稣的脚前,
and received wisdom the world cannot give.
从耶稣那边领受世界上不能给他的智慧。 我们好像知道神的心意, 但是不能够从智慧来学习的。
We have PhDs in New York driving taxi cabs.
我们在纽约有这个博士开计程车的。
PhDs didn't do them any good.
但是对他们一点好处都没有。
They have great intellectual brilliant minds.
他们有非常聪明的头脑。
But can't apply them practically.
但是却不能够用在生活上。
So what good does it do if you can do mathematics beyond the average person?
就算你会做许多的数学比别人好又有什么用呢?
And you need someone to help tie your shoes.
那还要人家帮你绑鞋带。
That's the kind of balance God wants in our lives.
等要我们在生命中有这种平衡。
The wisdom of this world will dull your axe.
世界的智慧让你的斧头变钝。
While waiting on the Lord.
但是等候神。
Seeking the face of God.
寻求神的面。
Absorbing the word of God in you.
吸收神的话进入你里面。
Take out all the imperfections out of your life.
就把你的不完全取掉。
It is a hammer.
就好像一个榔头, 就这么敲击你的生命。
It removes everything that's wrong in you.
把身体里面不好的东西都拿出来。
Instrument in you.
他才有他能够用的器皿。
They will realize it's not my strength.
他们才知道说不是我自己的力量, 不是我的聪明,
是神的怜悯,
是神的能力, 是神的荣耀。
I've often told my younger preachers,
我跟这些年轻的传道人说,
no, we're going to seminary again.
我们要再到神学院去。
I said, I had 4 years of seminary.
我说我读了4年神学院。
It almost became my cemetery.
建神学院成为了墓园了。
I want my master's degree.
我要硕士学位。
Maybe my doctor's degree.
或者是我的道学博士学位。
Oh, that's nice.
那我说你很好。
When a person is demon possessed, runs down the aisle, if you just throw me your doctor's divinity, you're really impressed.
当一个人是魔鬼掌控的,
runs down the aisle against you.
他向着你, 这一路冲上来,
show me your doctor of divinity, what will really impress you?
让我看看你道学博士的学位怎么样处理。
You know what impresses the enemy?
你知道神这敌人会怎么样最清楚吗?
Jesus.
耶稣的宝血, 他的儿子的宝, 让我们能够站立得住。 这是神的能力, 神的智慧, 是没有限制的。
Any man lack wisdom, the Bible says.
如果人像圣经上面说的那个智慧,
let him ask the source of wisdom, let him ask God.
就让他们来向神来问, 来向这个源头来点。
He gives unrestrictedly.
完全是没有限制的能力。
To those who ask him.
向那些求他的人。
We're in Mexico in the month of October.
在10月份, 我们在墨西哥。
My wife dreamed a dream on a Saturday night.
我太太礼拜六晚梦到,
I'll get the interpretation of the dream.
我常常会为梦来解释。
Together that way.
所以我们可以一起工作。
She had a dream of a man in a white coat coming to her.
她梦到一个人穿着白的衣服。
And in this dream, yeah, there's two slits on either side of her voice box, on her throat.
那个人他在这个声道喉这边开了两道刀口。
The man said, I have the balm of Gilead in my hand.
他说我有激烈的骨头在我手上。
And he touched one of the cuts.
他摸了这一个伤口。
And instantly it healed up.
马上这个伤口就合起来了。
And Sarah in the dream said, what about the other side? That's not healed yet.
那么Sarah说, 那另外一边还没有缝合啊。 说这个激烈的膏油是没有限制的, 就再碰另外一边, 也痊愈了。 早上起来他就跟我讲这个梦, 问我说你说是什么意思啊? 或许, what's wrong with your throat? 或许神要使我的喉咙好起来。
And hope we will sing duets again together.
所以我们可以在一起唱。
I've spoken so much over there, I can't sing her again.
我现在唱歌唱得不好听。
She said, no, I don't think it means that.
她说我不认为如此。
She was right, it doesn't mean that.
是的，确实不是如此。
Sunday morning, the next one.
第二天早上，主日的早上。 我们接到一个电话，要叫我们去服侍。 好几百个人来了。
We'll go where you want us to go, Jesus.
我说神啊，你要我去哪里我就去。
As they were at the front praying.
当他们来到前面来祷告。
The pastor's daughter slipped her hand and says, "Could you pray?"
这个牧师的女儿举起手来说，请你为我祷告。
I thought maybe she's shy, very soft.
我以为她。 他很害羞，然后他说话很轻松，我讲话讲不大声。 他说我6个月前我在教会里面是敬拜赞美的队长。 但是我的喉咙在两边都有动了手术。 一边很快好了，这边还没有好。 我们知道那个梦了。We
reached into Sarah's purse.
我们就从Sarah的包包里面，有一小罐的膏油。That
was a miracle bottle.
那是一个神迹的瓶子。I
prayed for over 2,500 people in Ukraine.
我在乌克兰用那个小瓶的油为2,500个人抹油祷告。 同样的小瓶子在墨西哥为1,500个人抹油祷告。 总是需要有油，总是有。 我说我不知道你是怎么这个瓶子怎么不空啊。 所以我们用这个。 瓶子把油倒了一些在他手上，放到他的喉咙上面，开始为他祷告。这神的话来了，神的话，他的喉咙就好起来，得了一，像着火了。 然后我忽然听到好美的声音。I
will never this side of heaven ever be able to hit high C.
从来没有看到那么高的那么声音的。But
you went high C bang just like that, no problem.
从来没有听过那么高的音的。The
whole altar people are praying, turn around, look at her.
那些祷告的人都转过来看他。They
hadn't heard her voice for 6 months.
他们6个月没有听到他声音了。哪里有大学能够学这个的？有哪一个老师能够教你这个圣灵的工作？没有的。除了神的灵。
把你拉近他。是儿子，我今天晚上给你梦。I'll speak you to my word in the day.
我会白天会用话语跟你讲。If
you will obey, I will confirm the word.
假如你遵守我的命令，我就确定我的话。My
name will be glorified.
我的名字要在你中间彰显。Israel
that day.
那一天以色列人。And
one person in the temple of God.
在神的营中。
Can I just give you a little homework assignment?
可不可以给你们一个回家的作业啊?
When you get home this week, did you read 1 Samuel chapter 14?
回家读撒母耳记上第14章。
The rest of the battle is in the 14th chapter.
这个密末战役是在第14章讲得很清楚。
Let me just talk to a few points on the 14th chapter.
让我讲几点很重要的几点。
Jonathan, the son of Saul.
扫罗的儿子约拿丹
with all of Israel hiding in holes.
以色列人都躲在洞里面。
And the Philistines have the high ground.
非利士人在高地。
There's guards looking in the valley saying, where will those Hebrews come to?
他们在山上说, 诶, 这些犹太人都跑哪里去了?
They call like foxes in their holes.
他们像狐狸一样在地上爬。
Jonathan got tired of waiting.
耶拿单他不愿意再等了。
He makes this beautiful statement.
他就讲了一句非常美的话。
God is not limited.
他说神是没有限制的,
to save by many?
是要救许多的人的, 或者是几个而已。
What he's saying is you and I don't make the difference.
救了你我真的没你跟我没有什么区别的。
The battle is God's.
打仗是神在打。
Just one of you agreeing in him.
只要有一个人向他看齐,
can win great spiritual victory.
就能够打赢这个属灵的征战。
So Jonathan said to his armor bearer,
约拿单就跟拿兵器的少年人说,
I thought to myself, you have a lot of armor to bear.
他大概没有多少兵器拿的。 约拿单有一个剑,
would he have a good stick maybe from the field?
或者他从这个旷野拿了一个木棍子吧。
So Jonathan turns to the armor bearer and says this.
约拿单跟那个拿兵器的少年人说,
let's get out of the hole.
让我们从地洞里面出来吧。
And let's just walk in front of the enemy.
让我们在敌人的面前行。
And the whole garrison of the Philistines are up on the high ground.
非利士人都在那些高地上面。
And there's two rocks that they have to come through to get up to where the Philistines are.
那么中间有一个山谷必须要经过才能够到那边去。
And it would be militarily advantageous to stay on the high ground.
当然呢，这征战来讲是要占取高地。
And so Jonathan put a fleece out before God.
耶拿单就试验神了。
It's a silly test.
这是一个很愚蠢的试验。
Our natural mind.
用我们的脑袋想就知道。
Except, you know, if the enemy asks us to stand where we are,
假如敌人要我们在那个地方,
hey, then we'll stand where we're at.
那我们就站在这边吧。 不要到那边去, 他们会来。 如果说他们要我们上去,
that would be a sign to us that God has delivered them into our hands.
就是神已经为我们赢了这仗。
Think about that in the natural
view. 你想想看这个。
30,000 chariots up there.
3万辆战车。
6,000 cavalry.
6,000马兵。
Hundreds of thousands of foot soldiers.
千千万万的步兵,
and you get Jonathan with one sword,
约拿单一个剑,
and a sword bearer with nothing,
一个拿兵器的少年人, 啥都没有,
except a heart after God,
只有一个爱主的心,
oh, I like the way this looks,
看起来真棒,
and if they ask us to come up to where they're at, come on now,
假如他们叫我们上去,
they're standing at the top of the rocks, of course they're going to ask you to come up,
他们在上面, 当然他们会叫我们上去,
that's all we need to hear.
就是我们就听就这句话,
and we know that God's given us our hands.
那么我们就知道神已经让我们赢了,
God before you,
神在你前面,
who can get against you?
谁能够对抗?
He rose up through that rock.
所以他们就上了那个山头,
the Bible said in a space about a half an acre,
在那里有圣经上面说有半个英亩,
Jonathan killed 20 Philistines.
约拿单杀了20个腓力士人。
Well, actually, it says he smoked them down. He knocked them down.
他把他们打倒了。
And his sword bearer finished them.
然后这个拿兵器的少年人就把他们插死了。
The whole camp of the enemy started to get confused.
整个敌人阵营开始混扰了。
They started killing each other.
他们开始自我残杀了。
Interesting.
真有意思。
When we were in Mexico,
当我们在墨西哥,
this is the promise God gives.
这是神应许我们的,
I'm going to take some of the cartel people and turn them from Saul's to Paul's.
我要让这些毒品的人, 让他们从扫罗变成保罗。
My last service in Mexico,
我在墨西哥最后一个服侍,
we saw one of the cartel leaders and his bodyguard come across.
我们看到一个毒品的头头, 跟他的保镖接受了耶稣基督。
The church is beginning to pray.
教会开始祷告。
Because our weapons are not carnal.
我们的武器并不好。
But mighty through God.
但是透过神的能力。
To carry down strongholds.
就把许多的坚强的营垒击毁。
Living a new spiritual warfare in prayer and fasting.
我们的属灵的征战要透过祷告跟禁食。
You know what happened in Mexico?
你知道在墨西哥什么事情发生吗？
Don't you hear about the cartel anymore?
为什么你们这样听不到墨西哥毒品头子？
Extremely active 3 years ago.
三年之前他们非常的活跃。
There was a border area near the US border that wasn't touched by them.
他们在美墨的边界的每一都占有。
What made the difference?
有什么不一样的呢？
God's people.
现在因为是神的儿女了，给神的荣耀。
And the cartel in Mexico is now busy killing each other.
这些墨西哥的这些毒枭开始自我残杀了，就好像腓力斯人的营区一样。扫罗看到在腓力斯人的营区里面起了争乱以后，说赶快看看是我们这里少了谁啊？你的儿子约拿丹跟他的扛兵器的少年人。这个时候扫罗就带了600个兵。600个人对三四十万。
Why not?
有什么不可以的呢？因为神在你前面。谁能够对抗你呢？
When they realized God was fighting for Israel,
当他们知道神在为神的子民打仗，
they came out of their holes.
他们就从地洞里面钻出来了。
Word got out across the Jordan.
整个话语就传遍了约旦。
Some of those Jewish Hebrew boys were very fast runners.
这犹太的孩子跑路跑得快。
They just ran the wrong direction.
跑错地方了。
But now the battle's trumpet were sounding.
现在这个号角吹响了。
Few hours time.
就是几个小时
That 600 grown to 10,000.
600个人成为了1万人之众
And they slaughtered the Philistines all the way back to the city.
他们残杀了腓力斯人一路打回去
Why?
为什么
Because God was on their side.
因为神与他们同
It just took one person to make a difference.
只要有一个人就可以造成不一样
Just one person hearing from God.
一个人能够听到神的话
One person leaving his fear behind him.
只要一个人不害怕。如果你害怕，你看到敌人你就怕。我是神的仆人。亚威是我的神。这些是未受割礼的外邦人。他们不能够跟我们打了。他们所挑战的是神，我们的神。
And the end of the passage we read today.
最后在我们讲的那边
This is words of God.
这是约拿丹说的
If the enemy says come up to us.
假如敌人说上来我们这边
We know that God has delivered them into the hand.
我们就知道神已经把他们交在我们手上了
Does it say into the hand of Jonathan?
是不是说交在约拿丹手上呢？不是
Into the hand of Israel.
交在以色列的手上。我喜欢的。
He was willing to take not credit for himself.
他愿意不是自己觉得了不起，而是跟整个神的家人一起来分享。那就是真的智慧。
God is stirring us up today.
神今天要在我们里面搅动。
To sharpen our tools.
让我们磨砺我们的工具。在神话语的火中，当我们在耕地的时候，耕得深，这些土地都翻过来了，许多我们里面的东西都暴露出来了。当这个神的雨降下来，这个整个云雨就开始，整个原野就开始震。一场大雨来，就有大的丰收来了。不要让敌人毁掉了你大收成的方。你的武器是透过神是那伟大的，是能够击垮那个坚固的营垒的。乌克兰现在是十个小时差。
The president of Ukraine said this today.
今天乌克兰的总统说
If the protesters do not back down today,
示威者今天不退下来的话
there'll be civil war in the streets.
街上就会有内战
the troops are coming out today.
军队要今天要出来了
That's what he said.
那是总统说的
He's just a piece of clay.
他只是一个神所用的
What's God say?
神说什么
Who's going to have a final say in this?
谁有话说这样话
God before you.
假如神在你前面
Who can be against you?
啊，谁能够挡住你
There are thousands and thousands of people yet to be saved in Ukraine.
还有千千万万的人在乌克兰需要被拯救的
And I heard a promise from the Lord.
我听到神应许说
And the Lord said, I'm giving the Ukraine another chance.
说乌克兰要再有一次机会
I'll fill stadiums again for the people hungry for my word.
我要再一次让整个体育馆都充满了这些渴望神话语的人
Tens of thousands be swept back into the kingdom of God.
千万的人要再一次回到神的家中。
在
那个地方有革命。
There is a battle in the world.
在世界上有战争。
But the most important battle is a spiritual battle, not the battle of man.
但是最重要的战争是属灵征战，不是人间的征战。
Who wins?
谁会赢？
Those who call upon the name of the Lord.
那些呼求主名的人。
Will be strong.
他们会强壮。
And they'll do exploits.
他们会更超前。
This is the day for God's.
这是神征战的日子。
And when the season of battle comes,
当这个神战争来的时候
what a surprise the enemy will have.
敌人会很诧异的。
Every son of God,
每一个神的子民
every daughter of faith,
每一个信心的儿女
absolutely.
都会在他们手上有一把剑说这个圣灵的剑
Thank you God.
向神唱歌谢谢神为神打战我们要是榔头来打我们的身体就在这个时候准备我们吧就是今天就是这个世代当着神的号角吹响的时候神的战争要整个山谷中都充满
了
就是600个从洞里面要出来的
Tens of thousands,
是有千万人出来了
from the east and from the west,
从东从西来
from the north and from the south,
从北从南来
from every tribe, every kindred, every tongue, and every nation,
从每一个城镇每一个部落每一个地方的来
enter into the courts of God,
进入神的殿中
to celebrate the victory of the blood of Jesus,
要来庆祝耶稣宝血的胜利
That's the battle you signed up for and I signed up.
这个战争就是你所签的字我也签的字的敌人要你软弱不明白手上没有武器谁要让你强壮要让你灵里完全的全副军装所以来到神的话语中把话吃进去吧到外面去行吧让那个能力现出来成为神话语的执行者不只是听听而已站起来父神今天早上你看我们的心
了
你在呼召你的儿女来打仗你要我们成为你的火中的精品
Fiery torches in the midst of God.
每一个人拿了火把在这个神之中
Father, if we're not where we should be in God,
神啊我们应该要拿了火把
we come back to you, Lord.
我们回到你的面前
we come out of our place of hiding.
我们从躲藏中要出来
we cry out to you, Lord.
我们向你呼求
Save, Lord God.
说神啊
Deliver your people, oh God.
释放你的子民吧
In the midst of the years, Lord God.
在这个年岁的当中
In the middle of anger and wrath.
在这个困苦患难之中
Remember mercy.
记得你的怜悯
Father, have mercy on the USA.
神啊求你对美国有怜悯
Raise up your people, oh God.
把你的子民带出来吧
Every pastor preaching the blood of Jesus.
每一个传道人都要讲神宝血的话让这个圣灵的火来烧吧让每一个人都成为像骨头一样 根本燃烧。让这个圣灵的风吹下来吧，向你的子民来吹吧，让你那个话语的榔头拿在我们身上，把这个邪恶的话打掉。我们为乌克兰祷告，父神，你的子民在那里，他们向你呼求。这话说，只要出就不会羞辱。去听这个呼求吧，是的，让这个圣灵降下来，把这个人的战争停下来，把人心回转向你。在这个乌克兰的城市里面，这个圣灵的风再一次吹动，神的火再一次发生在你子民的教会中，在你的子民的儿女中间。父啊，我们在这一个小时要与我们有份，弟兄我们不是只是要看，或者是谈光要看什么发生，乃是要进入里面，进入里面是你为我们所预备啊，让我们的兵器能够锐利，用你的灵，让我们的工具成为你征战的兵器。用你的儿女吧，今天这个礼拜特别来用我们。是的，父神，在这个信息的殿中解释放，糖放下来，那个圣灵的火水一直这个浇灌下来。我们求你创造者为我们更有创造力，求你给我们有神迹，让许多的人从街上出来，能够为我们奉献这个建造。啊，父神，打开天上，让这个怜悯释放下来，让这个整被救，家庭被救，整个的神的身体，到没有信的人碰触他们的心，显出你的能力来，降下你的火来，胜过我们所需要的，完完全全更多的赐福给这个国家。松开你的手，神啊，在这个伊萨夸这个土中，让我们更靠近你的灵，让我们来，让我们能够进入神的荣美的需要。这个神殿中的财宝要满满的，我们很高兴的说，神要完成这事。谢谢神，谢谢主，我感觉到什么事情要发生，听到雷雷轰声啊，谢谢神，你的灵要开始工作了，神要做许多大能的事情，非常的了不得的事情，其中的就在这个时候，我们向神来到神的面前，让我们喜乐，把荣耀归于神。这个战争不是我们的，这个征战是属神的，他每一次都会得胜的，他不是有限的，不是说赢一些，是他的大能的军队是赢得这个征战，他的大能的手向你伸出，为你的好，要祝福你，充满这个殿， 许多的许多的荣耀，许多的，你要会发生，你会喜极而泣。哦，神要做这样的事，在你的心中开始，然后去让你身边的世界被触到。所以让神在你心中站起来，带到他要你去的，把每一个头低的眼睛闭的，或者你还没有跟神在，你说我心里面苦闷，我需要有神，你举起手来，我为你祷告。啊，你要神，你需要有神的话，啊，你举起手来，我为你祷告。哎，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。啊，不管是这再小的事情，那神都在乎，神都在乎。不神，你看到这些手举起来了，他们是我的弟兄姐妹。更重要的是，他是你的子民。你说我们让我们所有，你要把所有的关心在我。那神，你关心我们。如果我们认罪悔改，你是一个忠心的父，会原谅我们的罪恶，让我们能够再一次再次能够成为公义。谢谢神，谢谢主，谢谢主，我们现在来向你呼求，让耶稣的宝血能够经过我们，让神的话语，他的原谅啊，能够跟我们向我们说啊，因为我们向你说你是公义的，你是忠心的，你是怜悯的，谢谢神，听我们的祷告。父神，我要为身体有病痛的祷告，触摸他们的病痛，医治他们。哦，是的，是的，哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美主。是的，是的，是的，神啊，完完全全的医治。神，你不做一半的事。哦，你是创造者，你是完成者。你是起初的，你是末了的，你是开始的，你是最后的。神，你在我心中起了善功，一直要做到完成为止。所以一直要在我们身体里面发生，在圣灵里面加速，完完全全的医治，真真的只是让医生在我里面做事。神，你要来做事，圣灵的风要在我们身体吹，那个圣灵的火要来消灭，要销毁消燃烧我们心，神的榔头要把我们里面灵里面的杂质统统敲尽，我们向你敞开，我们是你的子民，你是我的拯救者，是我的主，我的神，谢谢你，谢谢你。In Jesus name, Amen. Lord, 我们感谢你，我向你认罪悔改。我今天邀请你进入我的心里面，成为我的救主，原谅我一切的罪孽过犯，带我进你永生去。我祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。Thank you. 是我所爱，哦主，我要永远爱你，耶稣，单单爱你，更深的爱你，我要永远爱你，耶稣，单单去爱你，我的主。谢谢你悦纳了我们敬拜赞美我们的祷告，使得我们再一次把荣耀归给你，把功劳归给我们的 Pastor Makoski 还有他的妻子 Sarah， 还有把功劳归给我们我们在座的所有的弟兄姐妹。
好，让我们今天心里欢喜
出世，
能够再一次如出今日决定做上一次，让我们神圣的敬拜。愿耶和华赐福于你，保护你，愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安，愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩与你，从今直到永远。
阿们。